97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Scott on the spot is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Visit MissouriBrushControl.com.
All right, Carl, hit it.
Really?
Yeah, let's start with this. It'll get us kicked off.
I need to take it down.
Oh, okay.
I need to make sure that it's not happening and then bring down your music and then hit this. Why?
It's okay. I can talk for a minute.
That's why.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
So this was an actual song, 1974 by Pilot. But everyone on the planet, no, everyone in the United States knows it as Ozempic,
yes.
Right? And so I just am gobsmacked by the pharmaceutical industry's advertising. And this is what led me to Scott on the Spot. I started looking at this. There are only two countries in the world that allow pharmaceuticals to campaign directly to people. It is the United States and, oddly, New Zealand. Two countries. So it's a $6 billion annual industry, and I am perplexed because you can't get away from these ads. They're everywhere, and they're all the same. There's people in a mass group walking toward the camera or rollerblading. Rollerblading has nothing to do with psoriasis, as far as I'm concerned, but we have Skyrizi. And here's why these commercials work, because I remember the names of the drugs. There's Ozempic, there's Skyrizi. Give me one.
See, those are the two that I'm thinking of.
And there's, okay.
Wegovy.
There's another one.
That's the one with
so
the
also,
weed.
I was just looking at, yes, that one. I saw that one yesterday, and it was a bunch of people walking toward the camera, smiling, and in a group. You can tell it's a set in Hollywood. The whole thing, and then there's the lady who does the diabetic drug where she's so happy. You know,
it's, well, I think of like RSV, them talking about RSV. What else is the other one? Who am I thinking of? Who was the famous artist, the singer, who was singing about getting your COVID shot? And that jingle was caught in my head. And of course, right now, I'm not remembering it. John Legend, that's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Remember John Legend was, I don't know if it was like a, I think it was a
and
Pfizer commercial.
Cindy Lauper has the
oh, yeah, she has one too. And I just can't, the volume of these ads. Like if you watched the baseball game last night, it's every single break. There are at least two drug ads.
How many people do you think mute the commercials?
I don't know.
Well, that's the problem with a live sporting event, though. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people watch it in sports bars. They probably, but they have the sound on.
But
some
then
place.
they're talking to their friends or whoever they came with. Maybe
the
during
point
the
is the point is that A, these things work in terms of us remembering them, and B, it's a really multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yes.
And the other thing is there are regulations that date back to the '60s about what you can and can't say. So you can say certain things about a drug, but these days people are using drugs, and I mean doctors are using and researchers are using drugs for other things because they find in some size sample, and it not necessarily a good one, a big enough one, that it works for something else. But you can't say that. You can't say that in the commercial. I'm also fascinated by the origin. So the origin of the words that they use, the drug companies. They use words based mainly on the chemical composition of the drug. So the government comes out and says it's this really complicated drug. For example, Tylenol is based on the actual drug. Somewhere in that long word is Tylenol. So Ambien is a sleeping aid, obviously. It translates as good morning, morning and BN. Ambien.
I don't know. I took French, and I don't know how I never put that together.
Name. It's a terrible name because if you've ever taken Ambien, the morning is hell.
You feel good at night because you drift right off to sleep, and then the morning you feel like you got hit by a truck.
Right. So Lasix is short for last 6 hours. L-A-6. LASIKs. Hmm. Okay. Levitra comes from elevate. The word elevate. Lopressor comes from lower blood pressure.
Ah.
I mean, it is... They have... I want one of these jobs where I get to sit in a room and come up with this stuff. Lunestra, sleep aid, Luna, moon.
So, ah, yeah, I didn't really put that. A lot of these I didn't put together.
Viagra, this is a good one.
Oh, let's hear this one.
Oh, this is a good one. Because it suggests vitality and vigor, and it rhymes with Niagara. Seriously, that's why they came up with it. It also is theorized that the name was inspired by the Sanskrit word Viagra, which means tiger.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'm just saying. Oh, it's just, it's so crazy, these the names that they come up with. And the biggest issue is it actually, are these drugs actually making people healthier?
No, the answer is no. This is called a Band-Aid, that you're not addressing the root cause of the issue. You might feel better, right? But you're not actually addressing, again, what's causing the issue. So you might... The symptoms are going to go away for a little bit, or maybe forever if you're taking that pill every single day the rest of your life. But you're not, again, you're not fixing what originally caused the symptoms. I have a huge problem with all of this. It is disgusting to me the way that the pharmaceutical companies have taken over our country, the way the federal government is in bed with them. TV station, it's so disgusting when you watch the amount of money that's poured in, not only Capitol Hill, you know, with a lobbyist who really go after these lawmakers, give them, I don't even want to know how much money to vote in a way that would support their agenda. It is so out of control here. And what bothers me, too, is knowing that the United States allows this. The United States, the FDA allows just toxic chemicals. Last week, I was talking about artificial dyes in the food. For example, many other countries do not allow, but for some reason, our federal government deems it completely safe. And yet, they're now figuring out, finally, that it's causing all sorts of issues like cancer and ADHD and depression and anxiety. All the things that we have seen soar over the last decade or two here in the United States, they're starting to finally link it back to some of these things that they're saying, oh, it's perfectly safe. This is going to help you.
Well, let's get back to the drugs for 1 second. Doctors, you forgot doctors. In the commercials, they say, ask your doctor. So the doctor has to know about all these drugs, according to the commercial.
And guess what? So I think people might make the assumption that I am against doctors. I've seen people comment that, okay? I am not. Doctors are absolutely necessary, and so many brilliant doctors, okay?
100%.
Let me be clear on that. But I also have a problem with pharmaceutical companies giving these doctors a kickback if they're able to prescribe enough of these things. And so there's a financial motivation, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a financial motivation for them to do this, just as we saw with the COVID shot. They were getting tens of thousands of dollars in bonuses, even from Anthem. If you go on Anthem's website right now, you're going to see the amount of money that was given, bonuses, if they were able to get enough people vaccinated. That's insane. So you're asking a doctor about a drug. To your point, Scott, they have a million drugs. So how are they ever going to have the time, with how busy they are, to look into all these drugs thoroughly like they should?
And, well, there's
also money associated with that. So, yeah, I agree. The whole ask your doctor thing, no.
Yeah, and...
Do your own research. That's what the answer is.
Right, which is not always easy to get.
It is not. You're right.
And you get conflicting opinions and whatnot. But, yeah, if you go into a doctor's office and you have a certain condition, I mean, I have heard this from my own doctor saying, oh, there's so many good drugs out there right now that can help you. Right. And that's to his credit, he's like, yeah, but that means you got to take another drug.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows that's not necessarily the answer. But on the other hand, it's obvious that these drug companies are in cahoots with the doctors because they say it in the commercials. Ask your doctor about Lunestra and Ozempic and et cetera.
So, I mean, everybody's on Ozempic, by the way. Can we just talk about that? Is that not the new, like, weight loss
solution? Right.
Yeah.
But is that what it's supposed to
be? I thought that was Ozempic. Carl, do you know about this?
No,
Ozempic,
I think it is. Yeah.
And it's semaglutides.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And Roe, and there's another one. And now Weight Watchers is going to make a pill form.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
So
I didn't know about that.
So those people that don't want to get the shot every week can just take a pill.
Because a pill fixes everything, right? We don't have to work out. We don't have to eat healthy. Just take a pill.
But it's the way they're presented also on the screen with these happy people who have... It's something out of 1984. I don't even... Science fiction. They're rollerblading and they're jumping around and it's just crazy. It's like, oh my gosh, this little pill saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectations skyrocket when you watch one of these commercials and you're an older person, let's say you got lots of maladies and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I can just go to the doctor and get drug A here and everything's going to be great.
Right.
I don't have to work out or eat better.
Well,
or
and
whatever.
I support taking a drug if that's what you need as a crutch to get you where you can actually function. Like if the symptoms are so intense and you can't even go about your daily life, I totally understand taking a drug, right? Like one that you were talking about. But that shouldn't be the solution. That shouldn't be the goal, just to keep you on that drug day in and day out. And that's the problem, is that the drug companies, they want that because guess what? Cha-ching, that's how they make their money. The goal should be, if that's necessary, use that and then address the root issue and fix it so that you don't have to, hopefully, you don't have to take a pill every day. Now, I understand there are certain things, diseases, you are going to be on medication the rest of your life.
I
understand that, but that's not what I'm talking about here.
No, of course not. And I would say that the solution to this is have an honest and direct conversation with your doctor if you trust them. Talk about it. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't dance around it. Say, look, I don't want to take a drug if I don't have to. Do you think I have to? And what drug really is going to work? Don't BS me with people dancing and sitting
and rollerblading.
Yeah.
And remember, that was a diabetes drug, and the people that needed it for a while didn't get it because everybody wanted to lose weight.
Right. So that's the secondary usage of these drugs. It's also very scary to me.
But then you see in the fine print, may cause death, heart attack, stroke, internal bleeding, brain bleeding.
All of the above.
All of the above. But please take our drug. Yeah, you hit a nerve with me. This is a topic I feel strongly about.
Get more at 971talk.com.